How's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I heard your song, and I saw your jacket. I'm a traveling street preacher. I wanted to give you the biblical gospel card and share the love of Christ with you.
Oh, yeah.
Bible calls us out of the world.
Amen.
I got to warn you. I got to love you. The culture is totally against Christ. You know that.
I do know that.
And then that's one statement. It's been that way forever. The other thing I got to warn people about, though, is the church systems are also against Christ. And then going even deeper, a lot of the ministries. And when I say they're against Christ, what does it mean when Jesus said, if you listen for a second, when Jesus sheds his blood and rises again to defeat death for us, he's the core of the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he covers us with his grace if we repent.
Repent.
And leave our sin and false ways. You know, God hates false ways. As I street preach all over America, I'm amazed. People walk around, even modern pastors, and they go, what do you mean God hates false ways? I'm like, he's righteous. He's holy. He's just. The Bible says, I hate every false way. And so God's light doesn't just put up with darkness. What does it do? Pierces it. And so as I travel and I warn, like, pastors, churchgoers, ministries, and that, and it would be biker ministries too that I run into, and I warn them about things like, you know, we can't live for Jesus and live like the world. And I meet a lot of guys that are
serve two masters.
Yeah, amen. I meet a lot of guys that are still into football. They're still into a bunch of worldly carnal music. They're into the cultural norm. And what's happened is that churchianity, that's all the denominations, we don't belong to any church organization, they've merged with the culture.
Yeah.
Whereas if you study the scriptures, Israel was always holy and set apart. And God got mad. God got mad when they weren't set apart. God said, you're like the pagans now. You're marrying them. You're next to them. You're doing their ways. That's the church system in America and even the ministry. So what I travel to do is to reach the lost, lift up Christ. But then I have to warn my neighbor that Paul warns about it in 2 Corinthians 11:4. False Jesus, false gospel, false spirit. Many people are following a false Jesus. Most people are following a false Jesus. He's feminized. He's got the long hair. He overlooks a lot of sin. That's not true. Jesus said, go sin no more. Stop sinning lest something worse happen to you. The Bible talks about, you said it, being set apart, being holy. So I just, on my card, I give a bunch of reasons, you know, like the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
I hammer on these. These are Roman Catholic holidays.
Yes.
You might as well go join the Roman Catholics, because when you do them, they're doing them.
Yes.
And living like the culture, dressing like the culture, acting like the culture. So I just love on people that claim Jesus and the lost people, the homeless people in the gutter, and tell them America, most everybody. I preached at the Muskie Fest here yesterday. I met one atheist mocker. I don't meet many of them. Most people in America believe in Jesus. But the big problem is, I know a tiny handful of people that have truly repented, lost everything to follow and obey him.
Well, that's what my biggest thing is right now, because I don't just ask people anymore if they're believers. I ask them if they're a disciple of Jesus.
Right, disciple's good, because that's a follower.
Because you're a follower and you're doing the things that Jesus said. And that's part of the problem today. And the other big problem is, nobody studies the word anymore.
Exactly.
My people perish for lack of knowledge.
We have to be Bereans.
Yeah, right.
We have to be Bereans. So the one thing I would just warn you about, I think if you go to my teaching blog, don'tperish.com,
mm-hmm.
go to my teaching blog, because I love you. I think I have an article on motorcycle ministries, and I don't know anything about yours. I'm going to leave that up to you to test. But I've looked at and met a lot of motorcycle ministries, and what I fear they've done is they've taken their interests and their old ways, and then they find out about Jesus, and rather than repenting and cleansing themselves from all false ways and following Christ like you're talking about, what they do is they merge them. And I think you know that the biker community can be very prideful,
mm-hmm.
how we dress, what we do, and you know, a lot of people, like street preachers, love to call out homosexuality. I don't. If somebody asks me about it, I'll tell them it's sin, but I don't sit there and call it out. It's a sin like any other sin. You know what else is? It's homosexuality is an abomination.
Yeah.
You know what else is an abomination? Nobody. Have you heard anybody preach about this? Proverbs 6:17. The Bible says a proud look is an abomination to God. So if I dress in a fashion where I go, I look good. Yeah. I'm showing my stuff off. Maybe I'm driving something that's flashy. Maybe I'm in a group and we're all standing there. I see these guys and they're all pride. We're to be. John the Baptist, the greatest man that ever lived, Jesus said, he said, I'm going to decrease so Christ can increase. And what I fear about all these ministries, and I'm not just harping a motorcycle, I'm talking about any of them. I met a couple of them over there. They brought their own ways and their cultural sin and their cultural norms to Christ rather than let Jesus be the filter and filter everything out that should go, including worldliness and the pagan holidays and, again, how people act, talk, live. God's word teaches us how to dress. He teaches us how to talk. He teaches us how to spend our money. He teaches us who to associate with. Paul says, be not a partaker of other men's sins. So if you have brothers and they live sinful, they're smokers, whatever, they're willful practicing sin. The Bible says don't partake of them. You can't unite to them. You lovingly call them out of their sin. And then you say, brother, what's your first name?
Liano?
My name is Tupost. Liano, if you're in sin and I love you, I don't just walk around with you going, yeah, my brother, he's in sin, it's okay. I say, brother, you need to repent. Yeah. You won't repent. I can't be with you till you repent. So now you feel the loss of a brother that hopefully you love, and you go, the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, and you go, I love my sin more than my God and my brother. This is wrong. Something's wrong.
So
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't believe in, I believe in divine appointments. I believe that God ordained.
Amen.
Purposes things.
Amen.
For a reason. I'm battling with the stuff that you're talking about right now.
That's why I came over. God sent me over. Yeah. I saw 8 motorcycle guys here. I didn't come witness to them. I heard your music. I said, I'm going to go talk to that guy.
So I'm dealing with that and trying to lead brothers in a way that you're talking about in this own ministry.
Yeah.
And I'm having major
pushback. Oh, yeah. You will.
And to the point where I'm being
ostracized.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll spit
you out.
I just went through this.
They'll spit you out. I've been there.
Yeah.
So, I've been there.
And I've been trying to. I can't get into everything right now. But,
yeah, yeah.
But it's a battle.
Yeah. Can I give you some advice? And my email's on there, man. If you want to stay in touch and communicate, my email's on there. Can I give you some advice? You're not responsible for all those men. Your first responsibility is to Christ and obey him. So what I would recommend you do is, if that's a battle and none of them want to fully obey God and you see the sin they're doing and they're probably giving you a lot of stuff. Oh man, Jesus died. Grace, you're being judgmental. You're being a legalist.
I'm being a Bible thumper.
When Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God.
I know.
Matthew 4:4. So what I would recommend you do is take a break from all of that and tell them, you know what, I need to go away and get myself right. And then you get yourself right in the Lord. That's your first charge. And then when you're fully biblical and godly and not mingled with all that sin, then you can reach back to them and say, can I talk to you? One-on-one. Call them and say, we have lunch. Yeah, we'll sit down and have lunch. Let me share with you what's happened to me. And go to the scriptures. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to reach each person that's a seeker. Guess what? I don't know how many guys are in your group, 500. If you find one that is a seeker and wants to come out, you should sing and praise God and shout, because few there be that Jesus said will find it. Don't look for half. Don't look for a bunch. And guess what? Here's what I want you to do. Do not judge men's words. Jesus never tells us to judge words. Jesus said, judge fruit. So if I come over to you, and you say, wow, that guy's talking godly. He looks godly. And you see, I got a wife over there. And all of a sudden, you see me flirting with a woman over there. Forget all my words. Yeah. Look at his fruit. Or you see me walk over and punch somebody that made me mad. Look at his fruit. Judge their fruit. Their fruit. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Okay? Here's another truth. Out of the abundance of your heart, your life lives. So if they're more about motorcycles and more about the world and more about just riding, having fun, yeah, Jesus stuff, yeah, he died. Their fruit. Judge their fruit. But I would encourage you to come out of there and let God conform you to everything you know you should follow. And I'm telling you, I've never met anybody do it inside a motorcycle ministry. Every man I met had to leave.
Will you pray with me, brother?
What's that?
Will you pray with me?
I tell you what, I don't pray. First, I don't pray out in public. Jesus said, keep that private. And I don't pray with people I don't know, but I'm going to be praying for you. Understand that. Don't take that as an offense. Jesus said, keep your prayers private. I really believe in that. There's two things he said private. I go out and I street preach and I lift up my voice. I'm going to do it today. He said, give in private. So don't be telling everybody, oh man, I gave $100. And then he said, when you pray, go in your closet.
Yeah.
And only see. So I don't do public prayer. And I also am very careful. Paul said, lay hands on no man quickly, meaning laying hands on prayer, because we don't know each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know that's good. The disciples
never prayed with anybody but themselves. Jesus never prayed with one person. Now, he was God. I get it. He's a totally different category. But so here's my point. I will be praying for you, and I'll be praying. You know what I'm going to be praying for? That you leave there and go get all these things in order with God. And here's the cost. Ready? What's the cost? Jesus said it's going to cost you everything, didn't he? So you will. I have a question. Don't answer now. You willing to lose all your friends, all your connections, all your associates? I know men that lost their wife and children for Christ.
Well, he said that in the scripture.
Yeah. Matthew 10.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to give up the motorcycle life? Ready? Now, nothing sinful about a motorcycle. Hear me. I used to have one. It's the motorcycle mentality. Yeah, I think you know. It's gangy. It's pride-filled. It's not fully biblical. It's showy. I'm just telling you because you sound like you're hearing it. It's showy.
He also said, though, I send you out as sheep.
Among wolves. Yeah, amen.
How did he say it? Wise as serpents.
Yeah, gentle as doves. So you got to be wise and you got to serve him. And if you're united to sin, Romans 16:17 is very clear. Read it. I have articles on my teaching blog on biblical separation. Romans 16:17 says, Paul says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. So if you know men that claim the name of Christ, I don't care if they're modern pastor or motorcycle guys, and they don't walk in sound doctrine, and they go, you can hear this all the time. We all sin a lot. We're all a bunch of sinners. God's going to forgive us. I can't stop sinning. Why? I always ask people, what's the sin you can't stop? I'll help you. Is it cigarettes? Give them to me. Let's throw them out. Let's walk together. What is it? Porn? Let's smash your phone, get you a track phone. What sin can you not stop? I think you know that's true. The Bible says we can walk in righteousness. Now, can we be perfect this side of heaven and never ever sin? No, we can't be perfect. But I've brought my sin level from a 10 to the glory of God, not me. It's down to a 1 or a 2. And why did I do that? How did I do that? I walked in the Spirit. I gave up my career. We lost our family. I threw up my television. I got rid of all my idolatrous hobbies. And every day I'm set on the kingdom of God. And that's why I'm standing here talking to you. I love you, man. Thank you for not being offended about the prayer. I'm going to be praying for you. Email me. I want to encourage you in your walk to come out in all righteousness. And don't live for those people in this. Live for Christ and he'll conform you.
Thank you for the encouragement and the words.
God sent me. God be praised. I love you.